Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright
with tonight's guest, naturopath, flower essence practitioner, and Reiki master, Karen Bruno.
Night sky. Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, Will and Zoe. I am Mark Leisure, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
As I've been tuning into our guests' work, and for that matter, our performance guests' work, I often, thankfully, with our guests on the Life Changes Show, of course, we get a good sense of they're really doing what they're supposed to be doing at this moment. And it when it resonates like that, which it does often here on the Life Changes Show, at least for me, it just feels good because we're learning, and we're also learning from people who are either interested or very knowledgeable or and all of the above, tuned in and all of that. So I was getting a sense of that with both of our guests and our performance guests that I was saying. And interestingly enough, when I spoke with both of them today, both of them said that they weren't sure what career they were going to do when they went to college. And in one case, one of them took a psychology test or a psychological test to help them decide. And another one had, I think, her mother guide her. That wasn't the conversation, but I just happened to catch that neither one of them knew exactly what they were going to do. And then as they both started doing more of what they were going to do, they realized they were really supposed to do that. And I bring that up especially important at this moment where so much of the world has changed that what we were going to do, some of us, or what kids growing up today could do, like, it doesn't even exist anymore, or it's not necessary anymore. And by anymore, it could be today as opposed to yesterday, literally, quite literally. And so many people are coming to those of us who are in this field in a panic as to, what am I going to do next? This job doesn't exist, or I don't like this anymore, or I don't like these people anymore, or whatever it is. And there's a, with a lot of people, and at times myself as well in my life, there's been this panic of, oh no, and now what? What am I going to do now? And what I was feeling into was both of them seem to have a gentle guidance into the next steps for them. And I could see where sometimes a panic could help some of us that need a panic and shake us out of a moment or something like that. But there may be a gentle guidance into the next phase of our life. And how interesting that our episode is titled Reclaim Your Essential Power Now with Flower Essence. And so this gentleness that one would imagine that a flower has, and interestingly enough, our guest can coach and support people in a gentle process into the next whatevers of their life. And our performance guest actually sings about these transitions and experiences in our life. So we're going to get deeper, gently deeper into these transitional moments and reclaim our essential power now with Flower Essence in just a moment.
Maybe we should change the name of the show to Life Transitions.
Oh, how powerful is that today? Today, literally today.
Flower power.
Life changes today, though.
It does today.
How about that?
That's another good one. Really, really excited for this dynamic combination of Karen and Will and Zoe. Such high vibration. They're doing so many great things in so many ways, and can't wait to hear about all their stories.
Indeed. Well, let's jump right in. Reclaim your essential power now with Flower Essence. This is our episode 830. And our interview guest is a naturopath. She's a flower essence practitioner, a Reiki master, and wellness manager at Rafi Lounge in Malibu. We are happy to welcome Karen Bruno to the Life Changes Show.
Hello. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
We are excited to have you on the show finally. I have heard about you for so long and have not had the pleasure of taking one of your classes. And so I look forward to that as well. In the meantime, it's interesting. I know we're going to talk about you coming from Brazil. In the meantime, you are the wellness manager at Rafi Lounge in Malibu, and Malibu seems like it could use such a gentle, well, you're the perfect person for the perfect place for it. There's so much gentleness needed in this moment of transition with the fires and everything.
Yes, that's for sure. I'm really happy to be part of your show here today and to share a little bit more about Flower Essence, my work, and also about the work that we are doing here in Malibu and how we need to come together as a community and to support each other through these challenging times, but also sometimes that can really bring us to a higher level of being connected to each other and going through a lot of transitions that might be even for our highest good. So yeah, it's been really really special to connect to people here and seeing so much love and support around us.
Beautiful, and thank you for being here on the show and in Malibu and America. So like I was saying, sometimes it seems that we need something powerful to shake us up or to stop us in our tracks or to make us turn around and look at something or look the other way or whatever it is. And yet I listened to you and I thought, well, what if, like, I listened to you and it seems that your path has been gentle. Has it been gentle all along?
Not really, but...
Oh, okay.
I feel like we all go through a lot of things in life, right? And I feel very blessed to be able to be in the path that I am right now and to have chosen such a beautiful profession for myself since a young age. So I didn't really know what I want to do. And I was very lost, not knowing what I want to do for college and all of that. And as I told you earlier, so I had this this vocational test with a psychologist, and it was really, really special. We were talking about different professions, and he told me about naturopathy, and he was pointing all the other professions. And then he was like, you know what, I think you should read more about this. And it was like very new to me, talking about it like 10 to 15 years ago back in Brazil. No one knew what naturopathy was. I didn't come from a background where my family was also related to all of this and healing and natural medicine. So it was pretty new to me and to my family. But I started to research more about it, and it just felt so natural. It just felt so right. And even though I didn't really know what I was, starting, what I could expect, I just followed my heart. And now looking back, I can really see that I was being guided, like, and definitely had a lot of higher guidance in that time. So I feel very blessed about it. And that's how my path and my journey started. So there was a lot of lessons there, and I feel like much more than being a way of learning a new career and what I could do to help people and to work with. It was the start of my own transformation. So that was really special. And I feel like when I was going to college and learning about energy and chakras and Chinese medicine, Ayurveda, herbalism, flower essence, a whole new world opened up right in front of my eyes. And I wasn't able to just keep being the same person. So I'm very grateful I had that calling that I didn't really know. There was something so special as I know today. And but life happens too, and a lot of things happened in my life, and I think they helped me to also to find other modalities and to seek the truth, and in a way of being really real. And I think as we are going now through some challenges here in Malibu and in LA and in the world as in general, a lot of things that come to us in a way to really help us to awaken to something greater. So yeah, so it was a long path. It wasn't always gentle and easy, but I still feel very, very blessed and grateful.
Yeah, interestingly enough, well, so one of the things that I like about a naturopath is that they get to explore different, all kinds of different aspects of healing. And you've explored so many, and you've become a practitioner and a master at many. And you have a focus that we really want to focus on. Well, let's mention all the ones, and then we'll focus on the one I want to focus on for today. Let's mention all the different modalities that you do.
Okay, so nowadays I work more with energy healing through flower essence and Reiki. So I am a naturopath graduating in Brazil, right? So all my certification it's back in Brazil. But I felt when I was working with my clients that I wanted more than just be working with diets and supplements and medications. I wanted to help them to really see themselves and take back their power to see energy, in a way, how energy interacts with them and in their lives. So I started to working more with flower essence and energy healing.
So before we get into the flower essence, it's interesting that I made a connection that when life does have bumps along the roads, or when we have questions, or even some transitions. So if we fall in love, we might bring somebody roses, right? And particular roses, red roses. If we're fond of somebody, we might bring them flowers. If somebody passes, then we might have flowers for them at the funeral kind of thing. So sometimes somebody graduates, you bring them flowers, and at a theater, so flowers are a part of those moments. I know this is not how you're talking about them, and or how we will be, but how interesting to make that connection also. Is there a connection, do you think?
I think definitely it is. Flowers, they are part of our society and all the traditions that we have, as you just mentioned now. And it goes even deeper than that when you're talking about the flower essence that we're going to talk in a little bit. So, but it does help us, thinking about the beauty that the flower brings and even the colors and the shape of the flower. So these all change. And actually it all brings to us what each flower essence has to do with our emotions. So each flower has this unique shape and a color, as I said, and grows in certain environment. And that what makes the flower essence exactly what they are in a specific way, how they work within us, in our emotions. So definitely there is a relation between the flowers that we use in our daily lives or for special events, related to the energy that it also brings to us as a remedy.
Talk to us, as you were sharing with me, about the plant on its journey to a flower.
Yeah, so why we use flowers, right? Why flowers for this essence? So flower essence are vibrational remedies, right? So they carry energy, they're carrying life force. And so in a plant, the peak of energy that exists within a plant, it is the flower. So that flower, it carries all the information that the plant went through from the seed for growing into becoming a flower, and all the ways that it needs to adapt, and all this evolution that it had as a flower, as a plant, it's imprinted in the flower. So all this energy that was captured from the environment and from the whole plant and all the whole process of becoming that beautiful energy, and it's really like this connection with everything around. So this flower carries this very powerful frequency. That's why we use the flowers, and there are specific ways of taking the energy of this flower and capturing it and imprinting it in water, and through the water that we know it's a carrier, right, for energy. In a certain process, we can keep that energy there. And when we take it, this energy help our own energy field to start to change too. And each flower help us in different ways for different emotions and releasing old patterns and habits.
How
more awareness to what needs to really happen.
How did how did it come to be? Like, who thought, oh, we could do flowers to support with this, or this particular flower to support with that? Is it potentially like some teas, like if we drink a green tea or a black tea, we feel a certain way? If we drink a chamomile, is that related?
Yeah, kind of. Like, we are not talking about the physical, right? We are talking about energy, but we can relate it to that in a way. So each different flower has a unique signature. That's how we call. And this signature, meaning this exactly specific frequency, can help us with a specific emotion too. So Dr. Edward Bach, he, in the early 1930s, he discovered that different flowers were having different effects in their patients. So that's how he started studying them more. And then he found out that this specific flower is meant to help people with this specific issue, or like releasing certain emotions related to that. So yeah, like every flower is related to a different emotion.
So very key was, you said, we're not talking about the physical. We're talking about frequency and energy. So we're not talking about affecting the physical body. This is not to affect the physical body. This is to affect the energetic body.
Yes, exactly. So when you are taking the flower essence, it is interacting with your energy field. So we say the flower essence are remedies for the soul. So this life force, this frequency, it's helping you to bring awareness about certain things that you need to change in your life. So it's different from taking a medicine, right? First, we are talking about something that is completely frequency, it's energy. So when you have a bottle of flower essence, for example, what you have there, it's water, and you have something to preserve it, right? That usually it's brandy, but there's nothing, any ingredient that will change something in your physical body. Everything, it's about your energy. So when you are taking it, it's helping you to catalyze change through consciousness. So it's bringing awareness to certain emotions and feelings that might be hidden within yourself. So when you bring that to the surface of your consciousness, the flower essence not just help you to bring that your awareness, but also support you to process that feeling and emotion and old pattern. So it's a very beautiful, gentle, but also profound way of bringing healing and peace to your soul.
So you mentioned Dr. Bach, and I'm familiar with, is it Bach, the rescue remedy, right? That you can get it at health food stores and online. So the rescue remedy, it's literally a little bottle. It's filled with what looks like water, and the little droplet, whatever they're called. And you just take one or two drops of that. And I know people that either is it psychological, or obviously not, because they've given it to babies who don't know, or children or something, and then they feel better. How is that working?
Yeah, it's very interesting. There are a lot of studies, right? Even with kids that don't know what they're actually taking, but
right.
You see that there are so many changes within them and in their lives, or also even with animals, that they take it and their behavior completely change.
Wow. Oh, and it's all energetic. Karen?
Our energy field helping you to release certain things in your energy, so you can just be free from suffering, depending what you are taking that. And as you mentioned, so rescue remedies, very popular. And usually people don't know a lot about the other flower essence. But there are many other ones that can be very helpful going to the root and the cause of what you need, right? So rescue remedy, as you can go to the store, it helps you, for example, if you have a surgery and you are feeling nervous about it, or if you have something very important, like an important meeting or something that you're taking, or if you had an accident, so you need something that helps you to come back to the present moment, like helping you to release certain things very fast. That's why rescue, it's really good and it's very well known. But there are other flower essences that are much more, I would say, not much more powerful, but they can be more effective if you really understand what you need to use. That's why, like, when we are in a session with flower essence therapy, for example, my clients, I'm talking to them and I'm understanding certain things that maybe they are not being able to see it yet. And then I can tell by what they are telling me. And then I create a specific blend of flower essence with specific flowers that can help with different things. So if they are scared of something, if they went through certain situation in their life and they're still carrying that, or if they are not very confident, like, you know, it can be anything. So then I see all those things and I put together in this blend of flower essence, and that's going to be very effective. Much more than just taking something that you buy at the store, that it's very, it's like for everybody, for, you know, like all the situations that I just told you. So yeah, that's how it works a little bit.
So I could see where in school, you could learn about the different essences and what they can be used for. How, and I know that there are things that one can do, like kinesiology and that kind of thing, to test muscle testing and that. But from what I'm gathering, you have a sense of what the person's going to need, or how a combination of essences will work best for somebody. And where does that come from? Did school help open up, it sounds like, intuition?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, actually. I remember being in college and studying about it, and remember talking to one of my teachers there and being like, how am I going to be able to really understand and see what the other person, is needing. And I remember my teacher saying, like, you will just know. Like, we studied, right? Like, I know what is what, like, what is good for what. But I feel like, as I said before, this is also a calling, right? It's not just, I feel like we need to have, when you are working with flower essence, we need to have a different way of seeing people, of really understanding people and receiving guidance. And of course, intuition works a lot in this case too. So I feel there's something that it's just naturally happened to me. And that's why I feel it's a calling to be working with the flower essence too. And with time, like when you are working with more clients, I feel I was just getting more confidence and seeing like more patterns and in specific situations. So I think it's just a combination of all of this.
So I know you do one-on-ones, and so people can come to you and have you support them, and you analyze them or talk to them, etc., and give them essences. But you do this in group settings. So how do you do the group settings like at Raffi Lounge?
Yeah, so this is actually one of my favorite classes in the lounge. I have other classes with Reiki and sound baths and all of that, but my favorite class is my flower essence and Reiki class, where so I have usually like a small group of people around like 10 to 12 people coming to my classes. And it's very interesting that I'm always very attuned before the class, of course, and I just kind of like sense what people need. And it's very interesting when they come to my class and I ask them to share a little bit about how they're feeling. And it's exactly what I choose for my flower essence. And they always are very shocked about it. They're like, oh, that's exactly what I needed to hear or what I needed to take today. And yeah, that's how I do usually. And my classes are based on transformation and helping people to find their power. And I feel like my own journey of like trusting the unseen and following a path that is not, it's not easy in the way that like you cannot see, it's not tangible, right? But it's so powerful, it's so real that there's no way that you cannot follow that. So that's how I love working with flower essence, is this subtle energy, also with Reiki, that helps people to be able to feel it so strongly. So yeah, it's a beautiful way of like path of like choosing all the flower essence, and it's mainly like through my intuition and helping people to feel connected to their divine nature and to plants and to everything around us and knowing who they are. So yeah, it's been really powerful and beautiful. And those groups at Raffi Lounge are being like just incredible and life-changing for people, for me, as we are always like, I feel there's always a reason why we are in each other's lives, and I'm always learning so much there too.
Well, it's great to have you share again something we've not spoken about on the show before, at least not to this degree. And it is quite fascinating. I would imagine that you have scenarios where somebody will come in with a particular issue on your one-on-one sessions, and you will get a sense that it's not about this issue, it's about something else, and you'll give a flower essence for the other thing, which ends up clearing up the other thing.
Yes. So it's always like I work with my client one-on-one. Like I'm listening to what that person is bringing to me and what they want to change, and also I add what I feel that person not even know. And the way the flower essence work is, there can never have like a mistake with that. So meaning, even if the person's telling me something, and even if I don't see that there's something else behind of it, and I'm just following what they're bringing to me, and I choose the flower essence for that specific thing that the person is bringing, if that's not what she really needs, the flower essence just doesn't work because it resonates with the person's energy field. And if that doesn't resonate with her because it doesn't, because she doesn't need that, it's just not gonna work. So that's why it's very important to not just, I always encourage people to go and buy their things and try. And I think we need to empower people to take care of themselves. But certain things are very important for us to have some guidance too, and have all other people that can help us. So that can be very effective. And as a lot of people say, they think like flower essence are just like alternative medicine. I read this one day and that made so much sense. Flower essence are not just alternative medicine. It's very advanced.
Advanced medicine, yeah.
Talking about frequency, we're talking
Yeah.
about energy. So it's a very beautiful and powerful way of healing for sure.
Well, interestingly, if I understand this correctly, that a lot of the so many drugs have come from studying plants or mimicking plants over the years, right? So first of all, that in itself is something, and you're saying it's beyond that.
Yeah, correct.
Do you want to give an example of something before we come to a close of something that didn't seem obvious and that people might not think flowers would support, and yet the flower essences did their thing?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there are so many different flower essence, and as I said before, they can help with different things. But I feel they're like one of them that I really like to work with, and I feel like for a lot of people, they work in the when we are starting to work in the flower essence therapy, it's the flower essence called Walnut Flower Essence. This essence really help us to start it to first let it go of certain patterns and old beliefs, like as we have our families and society always like inputting us so many different imprints. So it's so important for us first to be able to let it go of a lot of those things so we can open more space to create different beliefs and different reality for ourselves. So that's one of the flower essence that I love to work with. And I've seen a lot of people coming to me, and this is one of the flower essence that I use the most, and even in my group classes too, because I think that's a it's a starting point when we are trying to open space for all the amazing things that we want to create in our lives.
So I just had a funny but not funny thought. Someone could come to you potentially because they're in the process of getting a divorce and they're stressed and all of that, and then the flower essence could support them with that stress. But in the meantime, you may have put in another essence that is actually helping them be their true self, which might be the true self that actually fell in love with the other person. Is there that kind of possibility too?
Yeah. So it's a mix, right? So of course, like always, like listening to what the person is bringing. So for example, I love working with people when they're going through breakups or things like that, because I know it's such a hard time, right? But it's also there are so many beautiful techniques and so many beautiful flower essence that can help us to go through that process in a easiest way possible. And I used myself many times, and I'm just like, I feel, of course, there are some flower essence that help us when you are going through the process to make that process easier because you are feeling it, right? It's hard when you had someone right next to you, and all of a sudden that person is gone. So there are a lot of emotions in that way, and definitely the flower essence can help with that. But also adding something else to it, it's about like finding more about who you are. It's about like about who you are and loving yourself so you can be ready for something that's coming next. So it's a mix of like really listening to what the person is bringing, because it's okay for us to feel frustration, or if you're feeling sad, or you know, the pain in our hearts, and we need to take care of that. And it's a blessing that we have some flower essence that can help us with that. And then in the other side of that too, it's like helping you to find who you truly are, right? And bringing this power back to yourself so you can just shine your light and become the best version of yourself. So, yeah.
Might you mean helping someone to flower?
Exactly. I love that. Yes.
Bravo. So if people want to follow you, I know you're giving information, and also they can contact you to work one-on-one with you on your Instagram at, well, it's Karen Bruno, but it's Kabrun or Cub. Kabrun. That's what it is on Instagram, right?
Yes, exactly.
Karen
So,
Bruno. And then at Rafi Lounge, Rafi Lounge.com, you have your classes listed, right?
yes, correct. And I'm looking forward to have you guys there, and to connect with people. And if anyone has any questions, I would love to answer them. And I'm so grateful to be here with you guys. And thank you so much for doing what you are doing. We need more people like you. We need more platforms like this. So it's a blessing, and I feel very, very grateful. Thank you so much.
Well, happy to have you, and thank you for sharing, answering so many questions, and of course, opening up the possibility for so many more. But in the meantime, people can go to Instagram at Kabrun and find Karen Bruno there, and then at Rafi Lounge, RafiLounge.com for Rafi Lounge in Malibu. All the best to you, Karen, and look forward to connecting soon.
Thank you so much.
Obrigado.
Picada.
What a delight.
What do you say after obrigado?
I don't know, actually. That's all I know.
Oh.
She said it, actually, but I didn't understand it.
That
She said a lot.
was a flowery conversation.
Yes, I was going to use that.
No, I have, there's so much in terms of science and wisdom and the ancients that are now being validated by new tech, but so much that we don't know. So I love these conversations.
And I have to hand it to Rafi for bringing something like this in.
Well, absolutely. I can't tell you how many times I've gone up there and been at experienced Karen's sessions and completely changed the day for me, changed the energy, walked in there after some very challenging circumstances, and it was a complete reset. And to that end, given, the literal bomb that has gone off in Southern California, everybody talks about the fires and the direct impact, but the entire community is reeling. The small businesses are challenged, the restaurants are shutting down, nobody can get through in and out of PCH. So I bring it up because what Rafi has done to galvanize community there, to provide support, all people like Karen showing up on a donation base to really not only serve, it's not just serving the membership, it's serving the community, the first responders, the mental health of the community. Really want to support them because they've been authentically present through the whole thing.
Thank you, Karen, and thank you, Rafi, and thank you, Mark. All the best to them and many prayers and blessings. In the meantime, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, This is Charlotte, and I am just about to give up on expecting anything good to occur in my life. My life so far has been difficult, and I can't seem to manifest a whole lot to be happy about. Do you have any suggestions that could help me manifest more good?
Dear Charlotte, because tomorrow is what we believe, think, feel, say, and do today, I urge you to pay close attention to your thoughts and emotions and be willing to change them into ones that serve you. I believe my deservability treatment will assist you in changing your life for the better. I look forward to hearing of the changes you create, as I know you are a powerful being and deserve the best life has to offer. So please read the following out loud and with excitement and knowing how powerful you truly are. And please read it at least once a day until you experience the life changes you deserve. I am deserving. I deserve all good. Not some, not a little bit, but all good. I now move past all negative restricting thoughts. I release and let go of the limitations of my parents. I love them and I go beyond them. I am not their negative opinions nor their limiting beliefs. I am not bound by any of the fears or prejudices of the current society I live in. I no longer identify with limitation of any kind. In my mind, I have total freedom. I now move into a new space of consciousness where I'm willing to see myself differently. I'm willing to create new thoughts about myself and about my life. My new thinking becomes new experiences. I now know and affirm that I am at one with the prospering power of the universe. As such, I now prosper in a number of ways. The totality of possibilities lies before me. I deserve life, a good life. I deserve love, an abundance of love. I deserve good health. I deserve to live comfortably and to prosper. I deserve joy and happiness. I deserve freedom to be all that I can be. I deserve more than that. I deserve all good. The universe is more than willing to manifest my new beliefs, and I accept this abundant life with joy, pleasure, and gratitude, for I am deserving. I accept it. I know it to be true. And so it is.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, you deserve an answer. So write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And so it is. And with that, we have our performance guest segment. And we are happy to have with us American folk country duo Will and Zoe. And that is made up of Will Frang and Zoe Smith. Joining us today is Zoe Smith. Welcome, Zoe, to the Life Changes Show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It's exciting to have you here. And we've all been enjoying your music. And interestingly enough, you are the other person who wasn't sure exactly what you were going to do. And you became a teacher.
Yeah, I did.
And though it wasn't all flowers at first, it's something that's special to you. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So I went to ASU. I got my teaching degree. And I taught eighth grade for 2 years. And then I moved to elementary school. Eighth grade was, it was really fun, but it was a challenge. Right now I'm doing tutoring and just teaching a couple days a week instead of full time. But at the last school I was at, that's where I met my bandmate, Will. We were working at an all outdoor wild school, is what we call it, out in Sedona, Arizona. I grew up in Arizona. I'm now currently living in Malibu. We just like started playing music with the kids and I was like, wait a second, are we gonna start a band?
Wait, what's happening here?
Yeah.
Speaking of what's happening here, I wasn't sure what you were going to say when we were talking earlier, and you say, well, we're in a long distance band.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, a long distance band. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's out here right now, but he's working and he wasn't able to make it on the show. But we make trips back and forth and try to get gigs in Arizona and gigs here. But yeah, we write songs over voice notes and text, and then every time we get together, the songs just like come through us. So,
well, it seems that songs don't just come through you all, but names come through you all. Like you both agree on song titles as if, yep, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, some of our songs have multiple song titles right now. So I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe not. I was thinking of, was it Madeline?
Oh, yeah. Madeline. Yeah.
Madeline, yes.
Yeah, that one, that name is solid. But like one of our songs is called Meet in Manhattan, but we also call it the Redwood Song, which doesn't make any sense unless you listen to the song.
Well, it's interesting you say that because you might be bringing the mountain into the songs. What's this about? Some people say it sounds like mountain music. Maybe it just connects them to the earth.
I think so. Yeah, that's how I've heard somebody describe the music. They say it's like mountain music.
And so interestingly, we're going to play a mountain song, but is there a subtitle that's Sea Shanty?
Oh, yes. Yeah, when we were... Okay, this song is called North Winds, but we were calling it the Sea Shanty. There was this little melody that came through, and when I was singing it, I was just imagining like all these sailors like in a pub just singing it together. This was the vision. And I was like, this is a sea shanty. And yeah, it's not really a sea shanty like at all. You'll hear it, but I still like to call it that sometimes.
We're excited to hear it, actually. So why don't we go ahead and play that, since that is the official Will and Zoe song, or actually it's one of the songs that you all do. Now this is actually a live recording.
Yeah.
And so it's live.
Yeah. So you'll hear me playing the cello on it, too.
That's right. Will plays the guitar and you play the cello.
Mm-hmm.
And you both sing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll hear Will and Zoe here on this pre-recorded song of theirs, North Wind, on the Life Changers Show.
Thank you.
Will and Zoe. So Will and Zoe is, well, spelled Will and Zoe, but on Instagram it's Will, W-I-L-L, the letter N, and Zoe, Z-O-E. And we also have links for them for YouTube, which is Will and Zoe the same way. Will, the letter N, and then Zoe, Z-O-E. You'll also find other links for them at the Life Changes Show, along with Mountain Rain, which is the very first song they wrote together. You two seem to be also, like, you're putting out there, even if a song's not finished, like, the process. What is it about that your audience is getting, or you want your audience to get?
We like to just be, like, show in the moment what we're writing and kind of just put out some authentic, real, raw footage, I guess. We have a bunch of songs we were ready to record them, but we also just don't have recordings yet. We only have live takes, but we also like just having that authentic vibe out there for now. Well,
it's kind of special to have you this early on in this career of yours together, which hasn't really been for very long. I don't know if you mentioned, actually, that you did say you met at the school, but you were singing with the kids, right? You were getting the kids to sing along kind of thing?
Yeah, we were singing, like, Raffi songs, like Baby Beluga. And, like, I was actually writing a lot of songs with the kids. They have really good really good songs. We started writing together like a year ago, and we have like 11 songs that are like pretty much finished and a couple more in the works. And we're just ready to start recording, and we want to put out a single and record an album. It'd be cool to do a live album, but we're just open.
Yeah, well, it sounds like this journey is just beginning and is very exciting. Now, we're going to get to hear, well, we were going to get to hear the two of you playing live, but thankfully, we're going to get to hear you playing and singing live?
Yeah.
Okay. And which song is this?
So this one is called Holy Ghost.
Oh, so yeah. This was the one that was also the Redwood song, is that?
No.
Okay. I'm
that's me in Manhattan.
Okay, then Holy Ghost it is.
Yeah, we're gonna.
And what's this about?
This one, it's very soulful, and we were just feeling. I was just feeling the spirit, you know. We're just feeling the spirit.
Okay, I get that, and it sounds like you're doing the guitar. So you play cello and guitar.
Yeah, I'm definitely more proficient on guitar. I grew up playing the cello, and I'm working on getting my chops back right now because I would really love to be backing us up on all of our songs. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, this is exciting. We're going to get to hear Will, Zoe Smith of Will and Zoe. Here she will be performing live their song, Holy Ghost, here on the Life Changes Show.
Thank you. Oh, is how the story goes. You win or sink or swim, die or win. There's always many battles gone. I wanna live to tell the tale of honey, salty, sweet days and weeks, snake bite and a falcon's grin. Holy Ghost, oh, little by little found out how human the water rose up the banks of a river like a sweet hallelujah. A sweet hallelujah. Ooh. Ooh. Oh.
Like a sweet hallelujah indeed. That was Zoe Smith of Will and Zoe. Thank you so much with their song Holy Ghost.
Thank
here
you.
On the Life Changes Show. Well, I know that I'm supposed to say that you can find them on Instagram at Will and Zoe, and it's Will, the letter N, Zoe, Z-O-E. But I also want to say you can find Zoe on Instagram. Can I say this?
Mm-hmm.
Zoe in the sky with diamonds. Diamonds with a Z,
diamonds
just like
Z.
Zoe.
Yeah. Well, Zoe in the sky with diamonds was already taken. So.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I was like, I guess we're putting a Z again.
Oh, okay. Well, I just thought that would be fun to say. Well, Zoe, speaking of fun, you are so much fun, and I know that there are many more stories you'll be telling, period, and telling through your songs with Will, and with or without Will, but looking forward to another time with Will, and all the best to the two of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. This was awesome.
It's been a pleasure. You're awesome. And so with a big thank you to Zoe Smith of Will and Zoe, and another big thank you to our interview guest, Karen Bruno. That is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Lejeur, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as life changes, like it surely has tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com. On Facebook at The Life Changes Show and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.